Hello, this is Harmon Wiltz, DeKalb Basgrow Technical Agronomist, and my area really is kind of from Wilmer, north to Alec, up Fergus Falls and down to Montevideo and straight to the South Dakota border, kind of that west central area in the state.
Harmon, here we are past the middle of May. Give me an idea of where farmers in your territory are at with planting.
We have had a really good run last week. I would say 98% of the corn is planted. The only spots it wouldn't be would be some really low, poor tile type ground. Soybeans, a really good run as well. I'm going to say 80-85% planted in beans. Just a few fields, just a little damp before the rain started. So planting really progressed, really from the 23rd of April when we really, for the most part, started. Had about a 2 to 3 day window to plant there. And then again, starting up about the 27th, 28th, and had a really good run until this last immediate rain that we've had. And a lot of pre-herbicides went on too. So I think for the most part, growers were pretty pleased to get some kind of rain. My northern territory was actually a little on the dry side, needed some additional rain, and especially for everybody else to get the freeze working.
I'd imagine that earlier planted corn has started to emerge and you can start rowing fields. Any emergence issues at this point?
You know, at this point, it's been an interesting year the longest stuff that sat in the ground, it was about 3 weeks and it really emerged. It was quite cold when we planted it, but it really did start warming up kind of at the end of April. So a lot of that early stuff in the ground, about 3 weeks, and really a phenomenal spring so far. A lot of the mid to even later planted corn is emerged already out of the ground. We have some B2 corn already, you know, sitting here in mid to May, pretty incredible for as late as we got started versus the last previous couple of years. So I had a chance to get around, look at an awful lot of plots the last 2 days. Yeah, it was a little wet, but emergence seems to be very, very good. What I would say is the stuff that was planted in that the 23rd to the 25th April timeframe, we had a few of those plants that actually the mesocotyl turned down because it was warmer down below ground, and there's a few of them plants that didn't make it back up, but pretty small, a few gaps here and there. And then I think another little hiccup time was kind of that 27th of April, 28th of April. We got back in the field and the ground really didn't have time to dry up enough and was just a little wet, so we see some unevenness there, but I think with the rain, you know, the plants are there, just a little more uneven. And then everything after that was really good planting. So I would say I'm pleased with the where we're sitting with emergence, other than those couple of little issues that aren't bad, just not quite as perfect.
Last week, like you mentioned, was fantastic from a weather standpoint, but this week it's been challenging with some areas receiving inches of rain, and now it's cooled off too. So what's the level of concern for farmers with seed in the ground if there's some standing water out there?
Yeah, I'd say a couple things. Guys are happy to have the crop in the ground now. The soil temps are well above 50, even though we're going to be a little cool here the next couple of days. They're going to stay above 50, so I'd rather have the crop in the ground. These plants, when they're little, 48 hours to 72 hours, depending on the weather conditions, they can handle the, you know, saturated, flooded types of soil. So a little bit of concern in places of some replant from that perspective, just a little bit. One area growers we're talking an awful lot about is it's getting a little late. Do we treat our soybeans with a seed treatment? And I'm really glad the majority of the folks did stay with their fungicide treatments. Now as we get into wet weather, I think is really quite critical. The other topic that's coming up right now is the phone's ringing off the hook on how long do we stay with a particular soybean maturity that we plan to stay with as we move into the end of May, people anticipating it being another week before we get in the fields.
Yeah, a couple of important considerations there, especially with the treatments and looking to cut costs. And I'm sure those conversations, a lot of them were had months ago, Harmon, but as far as where producers decided to maybe spend a little bit less and how that might come back to hurt them this year, any other areas of their overall management that you want folks to keep an eye on?
I would say probably a couple key things at this point in time would be really finishing up soybean planting. We really look at it that if you draw a line kind of in the state of Minnesota, Montevideo and north, we really feel that if you want to stay with your planned soybean varieties till about June 5th, if you're south of that line, you really want to stay with those until about the 15th of June. And then at that point, you'd move about a half of maturity earlier. And if we move too early, we not only are giving up yield because it's a little later in planting, but also when we move to an earlier variety, we're giving up quite a bit. So I think I really, really want to stay with what their plant maturities are until, again, Montevideo North, June 5th, south of there, June 15th is really going to be the big thing. I think the other thing then is really scouting for weeds. This could be a big weed year by where that can take some pretty big yield too, and you can have a lot of money spent too if we aren't right on top of those weeds. We've got a lot of moisture. They're coming through fast. So those would be a couple key areas I would stay really focused on, and maybe the weed control would be the most important one today.
Anything else that you want to add?
Hey, I just want to thank all of the great farmers out there. Keep safe. If you're looking for any agronomic information, you can go to aganytime.com, aganytime.com, or contact your DeKalb Asgrow dealer, and they can get a hold of us for any questions or information you need. So thank you very much.